The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, John Adderley joins us now from the UK. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
This question say that again.
I was saying a happy Christmas Eve.
And to you too, a happy Christmas Eve. I've got some good news in a moment from one of our listeners, but I'll go to you because you've got this problem with the football clubs and racism. It's an ongoing issue.
Yeah, it really is. There's been a series of incidents. This latest one on Sunday has really got people going. Play actually had to be stopped between the two London sides, Tottenham and Chelsea, when one of the Chelsea players, Antonio Rudiger, had monkey noises shouted at him. And the government is now calling on football clubs to do more to tackle racism from supporters. We must confront this vile behaviour, says the government. Police are working with Tottenham to try and find out who's responsible. And I'm really intrigued that the equality coach at the Professional Footballers Association says that racism has increased since the Brexit referendum. He says that it's emboldened people, and he also says it's been legitimised by some of the language, the incendiary language over Brexit used by politicians.
Yeah, all right. Okay, now, you've got to deal... I can't believe you're still dealing with that one. Now you've got a teenager being put through, in inverted commas, diversity lessons.
Yeah, I'm sad to say this is another example of intolerance in our society at the moment. A 15-year-old boy has been ordered to attend diversity lessons, as you say. He pleaded guilty to abusing a same-sex couple on a night bus in London earlier this year. There were two women on board who both had to go to hospital for treatment when they had coins thrown at them. One of them had their handbags stolen. There were three youths involved. A 16 and a 17-year-old have already been sentenced. And today the judge told the youngest attacker in this group, just 15 years old, he's going to have to do 20 hours of community reparation and go to diversity lessons to make him think about hate crime and minority groups.
Yep. Not sure that's going to work with him. Anyway, and what's this painting that's been being auctioned off, a long-lost painting?
Yeah, been lost for about 70 years. This is by the, I would think, world-famous British artist Ellis Lowry. He's famous for his matchstalk men, factory workers, that he pictured outside the mills and the factories in northern England in the 1940s. A painting he did in 1943 has just seen the light of day for the first time in 70 years. It shows workers on a day off, children playing cricket outside the mill. No one knew it existed. Lowry gave it away, and it's just remained in a private owner's collection until he died earlier this year. And they're getting really excited about it, and they reckon it could fetch up to £1 million at auction next month.
All right. Okay. Good on you, John. You have a good Christmas. I'll talk to you on Thursday. There he is, John Adderley. Well, actually, when we talk with him, it'll be Christmas Day in the UK.